I'm Leanne Henry. I'm a research fellow here with the School of Life Sciences at Heriot-Watt University. Over the last year, I've worked on a project with the Joint Nature Conservation Committee to develop guidelines in order to understand the wider functional significance of one of our precious offshore resources, our seamounts. We have three seamounts in Scottish waters. We have Rosemary Bank in the north of the Rockall Trough. We have Anton Dorn. And further south, we have the Hebrides Terrace Seamount. We know a lot about Anton Dorn Seamount. We don't really know a lot about the ecology and wider functional significance of the other two. So the review was important to establish a baseline level of knowledge. And what we paid attention to was finding links between individual components of the seamounts. So we reviewed aspects of their oceanography and hydrodynamics. We mixed this in with information about the benthic, the seabed dwelling animals, the corals, the sponges. We studied the marine mammal data, and we also looked briefly at fish communities and seabirds as well. And what we found was, despite a high biological diversity on the seamounts, we found that all three of the seamounts were being used by similar animals. So there's generally a low endemism. The traditional paradigm in seamount ecology suggests that seamounts are biologically rich, but that also these species only occur on those seamounts. In other words, there's a high level of species endemism. In fact, we don't find this in Scottish seas. Researchers at Plymouth have discovered that there doesn't seem to be a high level of endemism. You still have many species. But these species seem to be occurring as well on the adjacent continental shelf, on adjacent banks like Rockall Bank and Manhattan Rockall Basin. So there doesn't seem to be a large degree of endemism occurring on the seamounts. However, that's not to say it doesn't occur. We have little to no data on the seamounts in terms of the smaller animals that inhabit the niches, the myofauna, the macrofauna. We don't actually have many physical samples from the seamounts themselves. So in fact, we might end up finding higher levels of endemism in these smaller compartments of animals. But if I can come back to the high biological diversity, we find that the hydrodynamic conditions around the seamounts favor increased food supply. And this food trickles down to all sorts of animals, beginning with small zooplankton, moving into the benthic compartments, things like corals and sponges. You get fantastic sponge grounds, coral reefs, and coral gardens all around the flanks of some of these seamounts. And this seems to increase the habitat for animals like fish. So we find a lot of different kinds of fish species that actually use the seamounts as spawning habitat. And this is important because some of these fish are Scottish priority marine features. Now, these are species of high conservation importance to Scotland. And through the food chain, we also find these conditions also favor many species of marine mammals as well. So the marine mammals tend to use the Rockall Trough and the seamounts as a migration route to get to furthering summer feeding grounds up in off the Faroes and Iceland. So some of the fish that we see include things like orange ruffy. This is a heavily fished, over-depleted stock that is no longer fished anymore. We still see them, though, out there, and they're using particularly the cold water coral reef habitat on seamount. So these are reefs formed by the scleractinian Lophelia pertusa. It's found all over the world. And wherever we find orange ruffy, we tend to find these reefs, so we know there's a very close association. We also find things like anglerfish, and lots of different sharks are using the seamounts as well, including the leaf-scale gulper shark, yet another priority marine feature. So if we look at the wider Scottish area off the west coast particularly, seamounts represent a very special habitat. And what they do is they essentially concentrate in that one area all types of different habitats and species. So these species and habitats do occur elsewhere in UK waters, but in this wider area off Scotland, we really see them concentrated in these high areas of the seamounts, on the summits and on the flanks. And the different physical differences between the geology and the sedimentation and the currents, those the complexity of conditions on these seamounts seems to favor an enhanced biological diversity that we can exploit through fisheries or through scientific research. The seamounts do require special protection. You can consider them as oases in the offshore open ocean off the west coast of Scotland. And what we need to do is we need to examine how great an extent we have habitats on them, like cold water coral reefs and sponge grounds. These are highly susceptible to fishing damage, particularly by bottom trawling. So we already have in place a proposed special area of conservation on Anton Dorn, but we have nothing on Hebrides Terrace and we have nothing on Rosemary Bank, and we know there's a lot of biological diversity on these particular seamounts. We can probably continue some level of fishing while maintaining a level of biodiversity, provided we integrate what our scientific knowledge is with fisheries effort. And we know the fishing community is increasingly able to penetrate into deeper and deeper waters with the gear. But we know that some of the most important priority marine feature habitats tend to occur somewhere in intermediate depths. So there might be some sort of a balance to be struck between areas that can be fished, for example, the summit of the seamount, where these coral reefs and sponge grounds don't tend to occur. So we may be able to concentrate fishing effort a little bit more on those areas and remove the pressure from areas where we know these other habitats occur on the seamounts.